if a boy comes home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother says, you've been
running the girl, kissing a girl, or she's been kissing you with red lip, red.
You might say they've been what?
Been loving each other. Okay.
Do you ever have any old-fashioned terms for it, maybe?
Well, it's the old boys basically say you've been kissing your girl with red lips.
Okay. All right. Now, you might say a boy who's paying serious attention to a girl, you say he's doing what with her?
He's courting her.
Courting her, okay. Do you ever have any other terms for it? Maybe, you know, your grandmother might say, well,
it's going to see her sweetheart, you know?
Yeah. Sweetheart?
Yeah.
Okay, and what did he call her? He is her, she is his what?
His sweetheart.
Okay,
sweetheart and what is she? Or girlfriend, they use that term.
Okay.
Most mean about the same.
What would she call him? He would be her?
Her sweetheart.
Okay, or her?
Her boyfriend, they usually use sometimes one term, but mostly now they'll say that's my boyfriend.
Now, if a child was misbehaving, you'd say to him, if you do that again, I'll
spank you.
Okay. Now, if a girl doesn't want to marry a man, what would she do with him? She doesn't want him, you'd say, she
tells you don't want to get married.
Yeah. Do you ever have any words for it? Or, you know, she'd say she just kind of, what?
But I don't know if she just decided, I guess she decided she would marry.
She turned him down or she what?
She turned him down because she didn't know if she ought to marry him or not.
Okay. Did you ever say maybe she jilted him or?
Yeah. Well, yeah, maybe she decided she didn't know if she was really in love with him. She said the best thing to do is to not to marry him, you know.
Okay. Now, what do you call that big noisy party? Maybe you have a big noisy thing for after a couple's been married. You might get a bunch of people to come around the house and play a band or shoot off their guns.
That's chivalry. So that if, especially that you have a wedding and don't invite everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Sometimes it might be, you know, the people that are mad that weren't invited, that were out there that did that.
Well, they look mad. They'd be all friendly, you know.
Yeah.
But sometimes, you know, a couple of girls can get mad. But they don't. They expect it, and because they'd always have whiskey at the house.
Yeah.
And even if they went off for a couple of days, and they knew when they come back. As soon as they come back, then they'd get ready that night or the next night. They might give them a time to prepare for it.
Yeah.
But they could get ready, and they knew they was gonna go, and they'd have bell tubs and. Somebody come around, they got around them, the first thing they do, they shoot a gun, and then they shoot a rack, a shotgun, you know, and go around the house and all that shit. Ring bell, hit tubs and holler, and you can hear it from out. I got a ox bell there, that thing made out of bronze, you could hear it 5 miles. And my